This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. A sales tax plan that could raise $100 million per year for affordable housing is before Denver City Council tonight. The money would go toward building 44,000 units in the next 10 years. The goal is to expand housing for low and middle class families. If passed, Denver voters will decide in November if they want a 0.5% sales tax to fund the initiative. One Colorado DNC delegate says Vice President Kamala Harris shouldn't take anything for granted in her campaign for the White House. Polly Baca of Denver says Hillary Clinton lost the 2016 race because the party was overconfident.
I want us to work even harder, and nobody's going to take this election for granted. What we've learned is that we have to really go to the mat and work every single day and get people out to vote and focus on those swing states.
The Democratic National Convention starts today in Chicago. And summer is wrapping, and soon thousands of bright-eyed college students will return to Colorado for the new semester, CPR's Paolo Shalceda reports.
Some Colorado universities are welcoming record-large freshman classes, including Colorado Mesa University in Grand Junction. John Marshall, CMU's president, says enrollment is so high, some students are staying in hotels.
We just don't have enough beds, so we're going to keep trying to figure out how to add a variety of different housing stock to grow our ability to meet that demand.
Other universities in Colorado and nationwide may face different struggles with enrollment this fall. Last year's botched federal financial aid rollout means many students didn't receive a federal financial aid package, potentially impacting which school they are able to attend. I'm Paolo Shalceda, CPR News.
Find all the latest Colorado news, paywall-free, on our websites, cpr.org and krcc.org.